It is Monday, September 10th, 2012, and this is Ozarks at Large. I'm Yitzhak Grajeda. The KUAF website giveaway and Walton Art Center are offering you the chance to win two tickets to the 10x10 art series. Productions include Plena Libre, LA Theater Works, Circa, and more. The drawing is scheduled for Friday, September 14th, that's this Friday, during the noon edition of Ozarks at Large. Registration and information are available at KUAF.com. Support for KUAF comes from Northwest Arkansas Media, publishers of Northwest Arkansas Times, Springdale and Rogers Morning News, Benton County Daily Record, and the Northwest Arkansas edition of the Arkansas Democrat Gazette, offering a blend of local, state, national, and international news, plus business and Razorback news. More information is available online at nwaonline.com. Ahead on this edition of Ozarks, we look at the art of the review. We talk to some local residents involved with the art scene about how they inform potential audiences about the content of their performances. Also, Papa Rapp, an entertainer, educator, community activist radio program host, and television producer, stops by the Anthony and Susan Hoy News Studio to discuss his music. Plus, the latest installment of Arkansongs, Becca Martin Brown from Northwest Arkansas Newspaper stops by to tell us what's up in entertainment and more. But first, Entergy expects any remaining people without electricity from a powerful storm that hit late Friday will have service restored today. At its peak, 61,000 customers in Arkansas were without power. At last report on Sunday, that number was closer to 5,000. Crews were busy throughout the weekend scrambling from one location to the next, often finding trees or large limbs had brought wires down, or in some cases, utility poles were broken. Entergy spokeswoman Sally Graham says many were in hard-to-get-to locations, which slowed the response.
We can't use our bucket trucks. We have to walk to a tree, a pole, and actually climb those poles. So that's extensive work and manual work. Some of them where the poles are broken, and that requires a crew. So all of that is time-consuming, and we certainly understand the customer's frustration. Our guys are fatigued as well.
Graham says nearly 400 contractors were brought in from other states to help in the restoration effort. According to the outage map on Entergy's website, few, if any, outages remain in the KUAF listening area. According to Southwestern Electric Power Company, which serves most of western Arkansas, no large-scale outages are currently reported within the company's service area in Arkansas. A recent report from the U.S. Department of Agriculture puts Arkansas near the top of states whose citizens experience food insecurity. It says just under 15% of the country's population were food insecure at some point last year. Arkansas's rate is just over 19%. Mark Nord is a sociologist at the USDA and was an author of the report. He says the level of hunger has been elevated since the beginning of the financial downturn.
Food insecurity, back, if you recall, the beginning of the economic downturn. So from 2007 to 2008, there was a fairly sharp increase. And then since then, it's been pretty much unchanged, up and down a little, but nothing significant.
The statistics on individual states come from surveys conducted over the last 3 years. A recent study by the University of Arkansas for Medical Sciences College of Public Health finds wide disparities in mortality rates between African Americans and whites in the state. Researcher Martha Phillips says the research shows there is a correlation between education, health, and occupations.
A lot of what is in the report is a confirmation of what we have known for some time, which is that African Americans in Arkansas, as they do in the country overall, bear a disproportionate burden of disease. I think the most disturbing piece of it is that it's not associated with a single disease, but reflected in the disparities in a number of diseases.
Phillips says the report shows the need for public agencies to help encourage healthier behaviors among different groups. Meanwhile, she says research is underway looking at similar statistics among Arkansas's Latino communities. Many area colleges and universities have released enrollment totals for the fall semester. Now, the Arkansas Tech University campus in Ozark has released its fall enrollment numbers. According to a release from the university, 2,033 students are enrolled at the college, representing the first time enrollment has topped 2,000 students at the college. This also represents a 12% increase over last year's enrollment total and an increase of 562% from enrollment in 2003, the year in which the college joined with Arkansas Tech in Russellville. In other college news, last week we told you that the Department of English in the Fulbright College of Arts and Sciences at the University of Arkansas in Fayetteville was recognized as one of the top in the nation. Now, two more programs in the Fulbright College are being recognized for their exemplary work. The hydrology program in the geosciences department has been recognized as among the top 100 such programs in North America. The praise comes from the National Groundwater Association, an Ohio-based nonprofit organization that is comprised of groundwater professionals from the U.S. and abroad. The organization ranked the UA's hydrology program based on the length and strength of the program, as well as the achievement of the department faculty. Also recently receiving good news is Phi Alpha, the Social Work Honor Society chapter in the School of Social Work. The chapter was given a service award by the national organization. Each year, four of the organization's nearly 400 chapters are chosen to receive the award. Receiving the award means that the local chapter at the U of A is eligible to participate in the 2012 Council on Social Work Education annual meeting in Washington, D.C. Aside from the Razorback football team's fall from grace Saturday against the University of Louisiana Monroe, several other Razorback teams had better luck through the weekend. On Friday, the Razorback volleyball team posted a 3-set win over Houston Baptist. It was the first match of the Razorback Invitational at Barnhill Arena. The volleyball team's success continued throughout the tournament, posting another 3-set victory over ULM early Saturday and a 4-set victory late Saturday over the University of Texas at El Paso. The regular season starts Friday for the Razorbacks when the team will face 15th-ranked Florida at home at Barnhill Arena. The Razorback women's cross-country team also saw success on Saturday. The 11th-ranked team swept the top six spots, attaining a perfect score and team title at the Adidas University of California Invitational in Irvine, California. Of the top 10 spots in the tournament, Arkansas placed 8 runners. The team will return to competition this Saturday for the first-to-the-finish Southern Stampede in Joplin, Missouri. The Razorback men's golf team opened its season over the weekend. After 2 rounds in the Gopher Invitational, the 8th-ranked team is placed 6th out of 35 teams in the tournament. The Gopher Invitational wraps up today. The Razorback men's tennis team came away with wins this weekend. Freshman Santiago Munoz went 4-1 in singles play, and freshman Austin Robles had 2 singles victories and a win in doubles play. The Arkansas tennis team will play next weekend at the Midland Invitational in Midland, Texas. And the Razorback soccer team finished its preseason play at Razorback Field on Sunday. The team lost to the top-ranked team from Florida 1-0. It was the first time in the program's history that the Razorbacks have played a number one-ranked team. The Razorbacks will open Southeastern Conference play this week, going on the road to face Ole Miss on Friday and Georgia on Sunday. Tonight's weather forecast calls for clear skies with a low of 54 degrees in northwest Arkansas and a low of 61 degrees in the Arkansas River Valley. Tomorrow, expect clear conditions with a high of 86 degrees in northwest Arkansas and a high of 93 in the Arkansas River Valley. Tomorrow night, expect clear skies with a low in the lower 60s.